Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Artificial intelligence, robotics. I welcome Brandon Weikert, who is a senior fellow at the Center for National Interest, as well as a contributor to Popular Mechanics. And he's a national security editor for National Interest. All these things come together in the presentation most recently at the Las Vegas Electronics Show by Jensen Huang, the CEO of NVIDIA, a firm that has all of a sudden become the center of the future of American industrial output, because it is not only manufacturing the very highest-end microchips that are necessary for artificial intelligence and the data centers we hear popping up everywhere, but also now, according to Mr. Wong, it is going into robotics. That's right. AI plus robotics. In other words, the Battlestar Galactica vision of the Cylons rampaging against the humans for having invented them, that is coming true, no rampage, just the possibility of Cylons within the lifetime of people listening to me now. Brandon, a very good evening to you. The headline at Barron's on another subject, but they all come together. Tesla's robot business is closer than you think. Subhead, Tesla CEO Elon Musk thinks people want their own C-3POs. And then Barron's agrees with him in the opening graph. Tesla is using artificial intelligence to build self-driving cars and humanoid robots. Wall Street assumes the cars will arrive before the bots. That might not be right. You're working and very carefully watching this industrial invention. Mr. Wong says trillions of dollars. Do you believe it? Are they marketing to us, Brandon? Good evening to you.
Well, good evening, and thank you for having me. And as a side note, I hope we don't get Cylons anytime soon, that is looking like what the boys in Silicon Valley are building, which is robotic machines powered by AI. The question of NVIDIA, I do think there's a lot of marketing going on, but at the same time, if you just look at the last 4 years alone, how many of our friends are kicking themselves that they didn't invest in NVIDIA when they could have? And this is because NVIDIA really has right now a corner on the market in terms of creating these very advanced computer chips that can power artificial intelligence. And in fact, that's from a national security angle. The fact that we, the United States government, essentially cut China, our leading technology competitor, cut them off from access to NVIDIA chips during the tech war, this has complicated China's own ability to develop AI indigenously. They're still doing it, but it's slower because the NVIDIA chips are really the best in the world for now. Other firms are getting involved, but NVIDIA probably can make the claim that this is the kind of market share they're talking.
Robotics, though, that looks to me to be a leap. We've all read science fiction. I've read it my whole life. And mm-hmm. I enjoy it. And the assumption is, in most science fiction universes, the robots, the androids sometimes called, the androids are part of the landscape. Musk, in a most recent remarks, believes that the number of androids would be triple the number of human beings. In other words, in the 30 billion range or higher. He also believes that androids would do most of the work we now consider for ourselves and that our lives would be essentially that of retired people. He's very rosy about this and says that prosperity will keep a pace. However, back here in the 21st century, before we get to the 22nd or 23rd, there's a lot of anxiety about being replaced by AI plus an android. Do you think that's well taken, Brandon?
I think that those fears, and I share them, are very, they're not just baseless. And to his point, Elon Musk is very much a tech optimist, and he's done some incredible things. I do believe he's probably right. At some point this century, we will have a massive number of increasingly sophisticated robots doing increasingly more complex tasks. The most threatened initially are going to be blue collar workers, people like the longshoremen, you know, window washers, things like that. And if I were somebody in those trades, I would be very worried, because Elon Musk is parroting that which a lot of people said throughout history about, you know, new pieces of technology not disrupting too much. In fact, artificial intelligence plus robotics could very well displace. Andrew Yang, who's a tech guy, says he thinks that it could displace 80 to 90% of all workers across all industries. And the only worry that I have is, how are these people going to be able to continue to provide for themselves if their livelihoods have been replaced by the machines? Musk has an answer. He says the machines will simply augment the work. But I don't know. That people have a right, I think, to be as concerned about this.
The robots are here. We're not taking a vote. Yeah. They're coming. What I've learned is that the large companies, I mean the S&P 100 or maybe the S&P 50, are investing in artificial intelligence, anticipating reducing the workforce. That's how they see prosperity and actually the competition with their other S&P 100, S&P 50s, reducing the scale of the workforce. Right now, there are robots that can load and unload in the Amazon distribution centers, and they're not being tested anymore. They're being used. Yep. So physical labor and androids, let's start at the very careful beginning. AI says it will be thinking, and Musk and other voices have said it can think like us. Do you believe that, Brandon? It seems that we're listening to tech geeks, not readers of Western literature.
That's exactly right. So I think in certain practical applications, the AI can approximate human intelligence. I think certainly the more it's developed, it will be able to mimic certain aspects of human intelligence. But of course, the human experience informs our intelligence as much as our intelligence informs the experience. And so, you know, we were talking before the break, inspiration for new technology comes from the most unlikeliest things. Somebody could be looking at something in the sky and think, oh, this would be a great idea. And then they could apply their idea and create something entirely new. A machine, no matter how complex and smart, is not going to have that, shall we say, human touch. And so will it be able to mimic certain aspects? Absolutely. Will it be able to disrupt the job market? Yes. Could it be dangerous? Sure. Could it augment our ability to make money? Yes. But is it going to be this kind of innovative force? I'm not sure.
Let's stay with Musk's vision. Some part of his life read science fiction, and he has a vision of a self-sustaining colony on Mars. Good vision. I like it. All about SpaceX and reusability and pace of reusability. Wonderful. However, androids are going to be necessary, says Musk.
Yes.
So my question to you, are the androids that exist now, are they ready to augment space travel? Not only robotic space travel, but human space travel. Can we send androids to Mars? Would those androids be available to build the Mars colony and maintain it? Is that imaginable?
Well, it is imaginable, and obviously this is exactly what Musk is thinking. I think when Musk is talking about having these robots with AI available to as many people as possible, he's thinking scaling for the Mars colony. So the more people who are using this product on Earth, the more these companies creating the AIs and the machines can figure out the problems and augment them and make them more efficient, better able to do more tasks. And then those systems could eventually be deployed to Mars, which then could basically automate a colony before humans ever landed there. You're absolutely correct. The machine presence in space, even now, is key. We've explored Mars, not with people, but with robots. And so you and Musk are right on the money there. And I think actually the reason he's probably wanting more people to have these machines is to basically work out the kinks in the machines faster rather than keeping it in a lab. Eventually, yes, it will get to where you're saying it will.
I return us to 2025. Are you ready to get into a vehicle and say, take me to Fort Lauderdale and not touch the wheel? Or You're a young man. I'm not ready. I just want to know. That's your universe. Are you ready for
it? Right. No. But then again, I'm one of the few millennials who misses stick shift. I can't stand the new Corvettes are automatic only. You're talking to somebody a little not with the mentality of the herd here. The idea that I would ever relinquish. Look, I have trouble letting my wife drive. The idea that I would ever relinquish my ability to drive a vehicle to a machine is not something I think I'd be comfortable with.
Would I be? Do you imagine a machine? And Musk said, yes, we're ready for this, to recognize the problem and stop it. No more car accidents. Am I ready? 30 seconds.
I don't know. You seem a little bit more interested in having this technology widely available right now. So maybe, but I would be very cautious because there's going to be a lot of problems to work out.
Brandon Weikert, he's a contributor to Popular Mechanics. He's a senior fellow at the Center for National Interest, as well as the National Security Correspondent for National Interest.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.